today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hooks, Harmony, and Halloween.
Jim, Patrick, and the Suburbs Pod community, Craig Rosen here in Porter Ranch, California, coming in with my top picks for 2025. Thankfully, or maybe unfortunately, whichever your point of view is, no publication asked me to contribute a top 10 list this year, so I didn't do one. Which is kind of freeing because I know some people enjoy doing them, and I guess there is some weird pleasure in doing it, but there's also, I find, a lot of pain or navel gazing and, you know, putting that list together. It's kind of, oh, what, should I put that or this or whatever? So thankfully, this is relatively easier. Just three picks here, and I'll blow through them and... pretty quickly, I hope. Anyway, album of the year, probably not a surprise to some because I've been a big supporter of this band since I first heard them. Wet Leg with Moisturizer. A couple other people at least may have picked the album and various tracks or whatever for song of the year. Just a really fun and consistent album. I don't think we've played the track Pokemon, which would be my pick. I've played that in my spin class, and it kind of hits home for me because my son was and still is a Pokemon fan. He grew up with Pokemon cards like I grew up with baseball cards, and I think he still enjoys that sort of anime. And I, for the record here, a little bonus here for the 2025 year end, I'm going to come right out here and say my favorite Pokemon of all time is Squirtle. And this Pokemon track, it's a good track. It's good, got a good tempo, kind of poppy, but still rocks. Good tune. Song of the year, I'm going with White Horses by Wolf Alice. And thankfully, I got somebody sent me the album and a T-shirt, which was very nice. Thank you. The person knows who they are if they happen to hear this. It was part of a promotion for I think Grammy consideration, and that is just such a great track, and the backing vocals are incredible. I was convinced that it was Kate Pearson of the B-52, so much so that I had to go look it up on the old Google, and it's not. It just sounds incredibly like her. But such a good track. It just got a good driving rhythm. It rocks, and yet it's really melodic and really super sweet vocals. So check that out. Why Horses by Wolf Alice. I don't know why I keep wanting to say Wild Horses. The third and the bonus category here, I'm not doing something that is based on somebody else's year-end list, but more a radio station playlist. This song I heard a lot on KCSN, the SoCal Sound station that I'm quite fond of. I wrote a story on that station for the LA Times late last year, and this track is called Sushi and Coca-Cola by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. And when I was working on that story, it was number one on their playlist. So I got Paul on the phone to talk about the station. And just a really good sort of neo-soul track. It's not long. It's 2 minutes and change. But just got such a good hook and such a nice groove. And I actually saw the band at Coachella, I think like a decade ago, when there was like a big buzz around them when they first came out, first kind of hit. And I'm glad to see that they're, you know, the buzz has died down a little bit, but they're still around and still making good records. So if you haven't checked those three songs or that album, the full album on Wet Leg, Moisturizer, and those two tracks that I mentioned out, there was in addition to the White Horses thing, there was another horse song, Horses by Jesse Wells, that neo-folk protest singer that people either love or love to hate. Also check that track out. That was a good runner-up. Also had that on a playlist. Good tune. Definitely a Dylan influence there with nice violin on that track, but Horses by Jesse Wells, another good pick for 2025. Hope to see y'all hopefully in Knoxville in the summer and enjoyed everybody's picks. Particularly a shout out to Dr. Bob Peterson with that Wisconsin space whatever band, that sort of like a Paisley Underground band. Really good pick. And Harris King always kills it with his picks. I think my tastes are really closely aligned to his, because every time he picks something, it's something I like. And everybody has great picks, but those two in particular, I think we have similar tastes. Anyway, everybody take care. Craig Rosen signing off here. Good night. Bye.
Gentlemen, Paul Trapp out here in Moab, Utah with a late pick for Best Music of 2025. So my favorite album last year is by the artist Fizzle Like a Flood, and the record is Black Halls and William Hall. Fizzle is Doug Kaborek. He's a mad scientist and musician who has channeled his inner Brian Wilson, creating a concept album combining three of his favorite things, hooks, harmony, and Halloween. The record is filled with a soundscape straight out of a B-horror movie, tortured souls, chainsaws, Wilhelm screams, and Vincent Price dialogue. Then out of the darkness, beautiful pop songs appear, providing a lifeline. So is it the story about escaping a literal haunted house or navigating a tortured mind? I don't have an answer, but it's an exciting 30-minute ride, maybe best enjoyed with the lights off. The song to sample is the closing track titled Alternate Ending, : Wellness, / Deranged Gratification. Jim, Patrick, thanks for another great year of ear candy. And as always, a special thank you to your spouses for supporting this thing you've created. So see you both out here in Utah. The air mattresses are inflated and there's cold beer in the fridge.
Fires all through my head. The city's red warning had trapped me in Billy's broken hallways. But you
my favorite Pokemon of all time is Squirtle.